A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants. And the third, likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. The first thing to notice in today's Gospel from Mark is that it is the Sadducees who are testing Jesus. And the text says they did not believe in the resurrection, as Jesus and the Pharisees did. So the fact that they're bringing up a question of, quote, the law about the resurrection shows that they haven't got the least bit of sincerity in their question to Jesus. For Jesus and the Pharisees believed in the resurrection. And it is also good to remember that Jesus had many beliefs in common with the Pharisees. His frustration with them was based more with their distortion of the tenets of Judaism rather than with their doctrine. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. Indeed, God is a God of life. Every inch of our planet is teeming with life, whether in the depths of the oceans, or the deserts, or the heights of the mountains, or even outer space, where we have the potential for life in the molecules and atoms that float around. In fact, even when plants or creatures die, they often provide the nourishment and makeup of other forms of life. So life is constantly bursting forth on our planet. He is not a God of the dead, but of the living. Life implies a hope in the future. God is not just the God of our physical life, our bios, but the God of Zoe, a higher quality of life, the abundance of life which Jesus came to bring us. This life is not dependent upon money or social class, but is the very divine life of God within us. It is a vibrancy that believes and hopes in a better future for ourselves, our loved ones, the world. This kind of abundant life is being filled with the Holy Spirit, which our creed names as the Lord and Giver of life. And how can we be followers of this life of this God of the living. Sarah and Tobit in the first reading show us that prayer is a major way. Prayer puts us in touch with our very source of life. Another way to achieve this divine quality of life is through the sacraments that Jesus gave us as sources of grace, divine life. Especially we have the Eucharist and penance. The beginning of this new ordinary time is a good moment to rededicate our lives to Jesus. And one way that we can do that is to clear our lives of the death-dealing thoughts and actions and attitudes and words that we speak and hear every day. Let's fill our lives with thoughts and actions of vibrant, abundant, divine life, the life of Christ, the very life of God.